On Friday, USC released their June cattle on feed report, and as expected, this report was friendly to the cattle markets. We continue to see placements as probably the biggest supporting factor as the tight supply of cattle continue to show up in that category. Looking at the numbers, though, on feed was expected to come in at 99% a year ago, and that's where the number came in, pretty close to expectations. It is an 8-year low, but it is showing that, you know, we continue to keep the cattle in the feedlots. And part of that is because we're keeping them in the lots longer, feeding them longer, and getting them to a heavier weight. So that's kind of a skewed number. Looking as far as placements are concerned, placements were expected to be at 94% of a year ago. They came in at 92%, so 2% less. That's supportive to the feeder cattle market going forward, and it's also supportive to the deferred live cattle contracts, as it shows that supplies are going to tighten up in some of those deferred months. Marketing was expected to come in at 90% of a year ago. That's the number that they came in at, so we're still marketing quite a bit less, 10% less than a full, but we're right in line with where we were for last year, as we are starting to see a little bit fewer cattle into the feedlots, although we're keeping the numbers there just because of the weight gains. Looking at the numbers as far as the placements for weight groups, under 600 pounds was 60,000 less this year compared to last year. 6 to 699 were 40,000 less. 7 to 799 pound were 35,000 less. And 8 to 899 were 15,000 less. We did see the over 1,000 pounds about 10,000 less. So overall, about 160,000 less cattle went into the feedlots this year as versus compared to last year. Overall, like we said, this report's somewhat friendly to the cattle markets.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.